JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a half-assed apology from Hathaway Jane.
Well, it's the name of one of the monologues, and if it offended anyone, I'm sorry, but I was just talking about one of the monologues that I was asked to do at first, and I said, no, that bitch!
The Don and Mike Show.
Like I said, not that she necessarily has to apologize, but...
No, of course she doesn't.
That's what she said.
Not for that.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
Can't believe my liberal ass just said that.
I'll cover it by this. You want to apologize for something, Jane? Try Georgia Rules.
Yeah, that sucked.
I had to watch that movie with my girlfriend.
Or the mother-in-law. Monster-in-law. Oh, yeah.
A buzz just ahead of your homework, and I know you were working on it.
Yes.
Mike, when you were talking about driving pet peeves earlier today.
Yes.
Out on the road. Uh-huh. I, like a lot of people, going to be driving out of town for this holiday weekend.
All right.
So I'm going to tell anybody that's going to be on the highways that I might be on. 95, 495, whatever it is. Listen to me. Do not be a follower because I am not a leader. Here's what I mean. I don't have a radar detector, and I've not got a speeding ticket. I think I got like a 46 and a 35 like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I've not had bully.
We're knocking on the wood here.
Good job.
I'm not asking you.
Right.
I do things wrong all the time. I don't get speeding tickets anymore. But I do like driving over 55. Mm-hmm. So if I'm on a long drive on a major highway, I go 65. Mm-hmm. What I hate is when there's someone who realizes that I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit, mm-hmm. and decides that I'm going to be their safe car.
Lock on.
And you know what I'm talking about. When you're driving and you realize, at first you think they're following you, and then you go, no. They're using me
like as the police screen.
Canary. As the human shield. Mm-hmm.
So that they can go as fast as possible without being the lead car so that they won't get stopped.
And a lot of times I find on a long drive, and I got a long drive tonight, if this happens, and it's happened to me before, I will slow down, and the person that refuses to be the leader will slow down and eventually gets to the point where you're going on a 55-mile-an-hour highway.
You sure looked like a leader last night.
40 miles an hour.
You look like
it comes naturally to me, Mike.
You look like Jeff Gordon, Mike.
But that's why people follow you, because you're a great leader.
Jesus.
Well, again, you know, pardon me. There was nothing on the road last night. Uh-huh. It was totally dry, and people were going 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, what's with that?
Seriously. And, Mike, you're very safe leaving.
We all are, really.
We're all bad. We're all equally bad.
But I'm talking about long-distance driving.
I understand what you're saying.
When you're on one stretch of highway, and
you're not going to get your wish, though, because you'll get into the right lane, and then the person will get into the right lane behind mm-hmm. you.
I know, and I've played it before where eventually, and this is where it almost gets to road rage, which is why I was trying to piggyback on what you were talking about, that if you slow down enough, when the person finally does pass you, I always try to shoot them the hairy eye, and they maintain the tunnel vision of looking mm-hmm, ahead like,
yeah, like
I've
like,
not been following you for the last 10 miles.
Like you don't know what they've been doing.
And then how many times, I swear to God, do you totally forget about it? You're listening to your CD, and 5 minutes later you go, I recognize those headlights.
Right, right.
Hold on. That's a Volvo. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's them again.
And even worse is if they go off your like rear tire. If they're just two of you on the two-lane road and they're on your right rear tire, that's even worse.
Now, listen.
I mean, make a decision. Commit one way or the other, because then you can hit the cruise control to see if they're matching you cruise control, and you can tell if they're doing it.
And I'll be very honest. If I see somebody with a radar detector zooming past me, I'll go a little bit faster.
But you're not tailgating them. You're within like it probably what, six car lengths, something like that.
I'm not going to move it up to 85 because some guy's doing 85, but I might push it up to 70 if I see a guy pushing. But I'm not going to follow his ass all the way.
Right.
So just if anyone's out there tonight planning on doing that, don't do it with me tonight.
Okay? And no hitchhikers, please.
Well, Mike, no, it's a holiday weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
I changed the rules for the holiday weekend.
Eight little Indians, whatever that guy is.
You never see him anyway. You never see hitchhikers anyway.
Not anymore, well, rightly so. I mean, it's a dangerous world we live in. You never know anymore, you know? You don't see him. Hitchhiking's not what it used to be.
That's true.
Put you in a hole. Put you in a hole in the ground.
God, when I think about it, I did it a couple of times, but it was like I hitched from Madison, Wisconsin to Chicago and thought, nothing about it and thought it worked out so great, I hitched back.
Right.
I was like 15 at the time, and thank God that, you know, Ted Bundy wasn't driving the car.
You would have been in a scene from Hostel.
Use the
power drill.
Yuck. Anyway, looking forward to that drive tonight.
Sure.
Just looking forward to being out there with other people on the road.
I would assume that the thickness, I mean, I'm not listening to our traffic reports on the station right now, but I think that the thickness will have passed by the time you hit the road.
That's good, because our traffic reports on this station, on WJFK, they're the most worthless. Did you?
I couldn't disagree more.
We give 20 seconds for traffic. Right. 15 seconds is an ad. I just heard it.
Yeah.
I just heard it. He said, here's the traffic. If you're on 395, I'm not kidding what the guy just said, there's a 40-mile backup. This traffic report is brought to you by blah, blah, blah,
40-mile backup?
Blah,
my
blah,
God.
Blah, Charlie Brown teacher voice. Blah, 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 blah.
But that's only if they cue up the right part of the tape.
Yeah, and how many times have you been listening to our show?
We're on the auto loop.
No, on WJFK,
three,
just
two,
yesterday,
one.
I was right. Traffic. Okay, we're rolling in 3, 2, 1.
Let me restart.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really behind-the-scenes stuff that's, how do we present this to people? They tape the traffic report on WJFK, our station here in D.C.
Moments before it airs.
Right.
Because we are so crazily unpredictable, we don't play the commercials at the same time every day.
Right.
So the traffic people who are in another building have to tape a report that they hope will go on sometime within minutes of when they've taped it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, the Nimrod back at the studio who's running the board will not realize that he's taped up the wrong cut. So we'll say, okay, Donna Mike Show, we'll be right back. And go, the Donna Mike Show. They go, WJFK traffic. And you'll hear the guy go, okay, coming down for JFK traffic in 3, 2, 1.
Here it is.
On the outer loop. Now let's start that again. Mm-hmm. And then we just go to commercial.
Yeah. Right?
And then we just go to commercial.
Uh-huh. You know, you could really, with all traffic reports,
that is worthless.
Couldn't you get away with saying 95 good, 66 bad?
Yeah.
Or even give eastbound and westbound and north and south.
You say
95
bad.
North, bad.
Bad.
You have to say where and maybe why.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right, Buzz. Yeah, yeah. Here I was with there's another great idea.
Yeah.
Come to fruition.
No one went with my idea, which was when you guys go on holiday, we should run best of traffic as well. Really great traffic reports from years past.
I've never really understood why we don't just like have the person that's recording the traffic listen to the station that's actually got some dumbass up on a helicopter and just steal the traffic information.
That's the way we used to do it.
It's a good way to do it.
It's the way a lot of radio stations used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we do that now?
Because at the center where they do the traffic, they've got a very sophisticated amount of equipment where they're able to get the latest information.
The Mark 4000.
But our information always sucks. I mean, on our station.
I count on it.
No, I think the information is true. It's just sparse.
Boy, oh boy.
There's not enough time.
I need boots. I need boots because it's way deep in here.
There's not enough time.
We need more time.
More time.
That's right.
We need more time. We need more time.
Traffic is good also when the reel-to-reel tape deck is working.
We need more time.
There's traffic report.
I mean, if I was king, I'd be honest with people. I'd say, hey, this is WJFK. We have no budget. WTOP's got a pretty good traffic helicopter. WMAL's got a good traffic helicopter. Guess what? We're going to listen to their traffic, and we're going to repeat the same traffic, so don't change the station.
And we'll have a person deliver it with a much more pleasant voice.
Yes.
How do you get more pleasant than Lisa Baden, Mike?
I forgot. Sorry.
Exactly.
There we go.
My God.
Dolly
You've
Baden.
Hit the arrow.
Thank you, Rob.
Dolly Baden.
Dolly Baden.
Yeah, Dolly.
Because of those
Dorothy
jugs.
Baden.
Those jugs.
Dolly. Like
oh,
Barton.
Dolly Baden. Yeah.
Dolly.
Like Morgana
Dolly.
Baden.
Like Dolly Baden. Dollywood. Buzz.
Yes.
Pamela Baden.
Lisa Knockers.
Did you do your homework?
I did. I really did.
As requested by a lady in Spokane.
I think it came out okay, considering
email.
Didn't use any reference material.
She wanted to know what Buzz's recommended porn, the essential pornos.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz was not allowed to look on the internet, or with any videos he brought today to work.
Denny Crane has put together his list over there. Buzz, that's not fair. You know, we were talking about Boston Legal, and I just when I got done recommending it to you because I saw the first part where he has the condoms. Uh-huh. And then I don't know if you saw the episode this week. I finally saw it on TiVo.
Right.
And now I'm almost hesitant to recommend it to you because I know exactly what you would say because I felt this way.
Right.
it's too much sex for these older actors. All right. I know Candace Bergen in her day was hot, and I know William Shatner was a leading man, but they are way, way too sexual with these characters.
Maybe.
You would think these 70 and 80 year old people are running around getting it done every single day.
Well, Benny Crane is.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. It was all about that last night, and they had. Who's the guy, Scott Bakula? What was the show that he was on?
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap was on there, like, making love to Candace Bergen. Just talking about,
an old
you
flame.
Remember the way we used to be? And I'm sorry, I don't know how old Candace Bergen is.
You know what? I'm going to sound so gay for saying this, but didn't he play a similar role on Murphy Brown? Wasn't Scott Bakula a guy that,
maybe
on an episode of Murphy Brown, came in from her past to sweep her out of the newsroom? And know that, and why am I suddenly picturing a rainbow?
It was gross.
Which is, of course, a symbol of being gay.
Yeah, it was. It slowed the whole thing down, and they're all. I just think I sound like an old man here when I say this on Boston Legal, but they're all a little too sexed up.
Well, that show is all about going over the top and going too far. And
yeah,
I just
you're
think,
right.
I think
right.
Sexy Denny is funny. That's what
I guess
sexy
the word Denny is anal. Is funny. Anal.
Sexy Denny is funny, but sexy Candace,
not so much.
Not working
I agree,
for me.
That I agree with.
When was Candace ever really sexy?
Around she the time was hot in her day.
20 years old. Yeah.
When her dad had the ventriloquist dummy.
Really?
She was sexy in Gandhi. She was sexy in Gandhi. It was the last sexy. It was the last movie where you just looked at her and you thought, hey, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could take my eyes off Kingsley.
Kingsley.
Because he was so damn skinny.
Wasn't Candace Bergen already over the hill like when she did Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Candace Bergen was already a brick in the wall when she did Murphy Brown.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hi, Don. Hey. Listen, I was wondering if you can get Howard Bernstein down there to maybe get your traffic reports clarified for you sometime, you know?
Well, that would be difficult since he's a meteorologist.
He's a weatherman. Dumbass. God.
Bye!
Howard Gold.
Yeah, maps is maps.
Howard Gold. Buzz, what's your list?
Here's what I came up with. I wanted to do this is sort of a buyer's guide, and it's a big responsibility, and I feel badly I couldn't check references on this. So off the top of my head, I would say, first of all, lady, look for couples videos. It's a whole genre
of video.
Don't
we have music for this?
I'm trying to find something.
And the
Buzz,
great
just
thing,
hold on, because really this okay. has to be right. accompanied by the and you know, you're being clinical, and I think just a little bit of sexy Buzz. Right. Just a tiny little
right.
bit, you know?
Right. Yes. Well, I
excited.
I mean,
excited. I know what you're doing
I see
there.
What you're saying. But
you're
I
passionate
excited.
About this.
That's
I
right.
understand this. Has to be just the right music for this.
You know, come on. Let me just give you a hint, Mike. Here we go.
That's,
I don't know what kind of hint that is.
Not on my list, actually.
I got no idea.
No, it's the music.
All right. Farting music?
Queuing it up. Yeah, I think we're there.
Come on. Go ahead, Buzz.
Oh, Barry. Yeah.
Hey, baby. I recommend looking for couples videos. A little something for him, a little something for her. Probably your best companies these days to buy adult videos from, right. Vivid and Wicked, I would say.
Yep.
As always, I recommend anything by Andrew Blake. He's a director, and he specializes in couples videos. And the great thing about couples videos is it won't gross her out, but it's hot enough for him.
I guess the word is anal.
Any particular titles?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the two big ones for Andrew Blake, and my favorites are Night Trips 1 and 2. Night Trips 1, Night Trips 2.
Which what? Do you prefer those two?
Fantasy.
If they had to get one, would you like the Night Trips 1 or the Night Trips 2?
Oh, man, that's a hard decision because to me they're a set. But I think number one, the comedy and the acting are better in the first one. I think the second one has hotter
I'll
scenes.
Say comedy?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot.
But I got to jump in. Mike, are you like me?
Yeah.
It's like peas touching carrots.
Mm.
No comedy in my porno.
Do you mean like the comedy in Night Trips 1 where the doctor is there and
yeah, it's not
putting the electrodes?
More, yeah, more humor than comedy. It's not a humor, so it works. It gels. It's not like they're trying to do slapstick.
Don't worry, Don. I think Night Trips 1 is pure sex.
Can you tell me the funniest moment in this forum? I'm just curious.
Again, it's not so much about funny moments as it is about funny things the guy says in between scenes.
Like a giggle after sex.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And then, also amusing as well as hot, and I mean extremely hot, Sorority Sex Kittens.
There we go.
I highly recommend Sorority Sex
Kittens. I haven't seen this one.
It's a movie for the whole family, but he's going to love it. There's been a whole series of, especially the classic movies, of all the Devil and Miss Jones movies, The Devil and Miss Jones 3 is without a doubt the scorchingly hottest. I highly recommend The Devil and Miss Jones 3. Give it up. You want something new, maybe something in high def. It's available in all formats. Pirates. Pirates is a beautifully shot film. It was shot on the same ship as Mutiny on the Bounty. It's a crazy big-budget film. It was spent months in the making. And again, something everybody's going to enjoy. I can't tell you much more about this one other than its title. I remember it, and I remember it being very hot. The Satyr. S-A-T-Y-R, The Satyr.
Oh, Buzz.
It's got all kinds of activities in it.
That sounds very devilish.
For classics, if you want a golden oldie that's really hot, I recommend Insatiable by Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, I think I might have seen that one in a theater.
If you want a good old one, that's the one right there.
Yeah.
The one I gave Don and Mike, again, I think sometimes classified as a couple's video, The Masseuse.
We watch it together.
Like that one, Buzz. Uh-huh. Good one. It's about handies.
You agree it's hot.
Yeah, I think it's very with Jenna Jameson.
And then my final advice would be what to avoid. Guys don't watch porn for the guys who are in it, but there are guys you don't want to see in a porn, and those two...
I'm interested to hear this.
...are Ron Jeremy and Joey Silvera. Don't get anything with them in it. It's just going to ruin the
Wouldn't
mood.
You put Herschel Savage on that list,
thank
too?
Thank you for that. Yes, absolutely. Herschel Savage should
All right,
on
which
list.
Is worse, Herschel Savage or Ron Jeremy?
Oh, Ron Jeremy.
Definitely Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, the hedgehog.
But in his day, Ron Jeremy was an oddity.
Yeah.
When he was not fat, he was an oddity, and I found it interesting. But Herschel Savage I always found gross.
Before there was a Peter North, there was Ron Jeremy.
Right.
And I guess for her, Peter North and Tom Byron make movies less gross.
Tom Byron's gross.
Than they would be with these other guys.
Tom Byron's no Peter North.
That's pretty good off the top of your head.
There's some titles and some general advice.
Right off the top of your head.
He knows his stuff, doesn't he?
The last drop.
Yeah. Wow. That's fantastic.
And anytime you need more research, I'd be happy to do it.
Thank you, Buzz.
And I liked Pirates.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good.
Hey.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Great movie reviews. I appreciate that.
Certainly. Hope it helps.
Everybody likes that, Buzz. Cool. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, man, what's the deal with Kim Raver? She got it going on or what?
Who's that?
Kim Raver. She's on that Jungle show, the NBC show.
She used to be Jack's girlfriend on 24.
Is she in
you mean the lipstick jungle?
Is she in porno?
Oh, man, she's happening.
You mean the blonde girl? She was the blonde girl, Jack's girlfriend, the State Department. She was
what's
the Secretary of State's daughter.
Oh, how much is that doggy in the window? Please. She kind of looks like, I think she kind of looks like Paul McCartney's soon-to-be ex.
A little Heather Mills.
Heather Mills, right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. I love your show, you guys. I just wanted to know if you guys ever saw the movie A-Busters with Peter North.
What is it called?
It's called A-Busters.
Oh, Ass-Busters?
Oh, right. A-Busters.
A-Busters.
Now, was that one of Peter North's gay films?
No, there was no gay. Well, there was, it was two guys and a woman, mostly.
That's all right. That doesn't count as a gay video.
I think the greatest Peter North thing is... Independent of each other, when Mike had his last birthday, we all made him Peter North cards.
Yes, we did.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, radio guys. How are you? Just letting you know that you guys got bleeped in Baltimore for whatever the name of the movie Jenna Jameson was in.
The Masseuse?
I don't know. They unless it was just a glitch, but they dumped the title and then.
No, you heard wrong.
Probably a glitch.
No, they didn't do it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Buzz, have you seen Indiana Bones in the Temple of Toon?
No, I haven't, but I'm game. What do you recommend about it?
Oh, wow.
That's along the lines of Schindler's Fist.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That would be worth just getting for the title.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Ryan's Shaving Ryan's Privates. Excellent. Hello.
Yes.
Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hello.
Having a little trouble with the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you working it right now?
Yes, sir.
You enjoying Buzz's movie reviews?
Buzz gets you all hot?
I was trying to find it, but I ran into this cool drifting, these Arabs, man.
It's the finger guy, isn't it?
Yep.
Something going on.
It's the OJ guy, the finger guy.
Trouble, trouble, and more trouble.
Hi there, Don. My show, also known as the Oakland Raider guy.
Yes.
Also known as Mike's alimony guy.
Right.
He has many different aliases.
Sure does.
He's very dangerous.
Wiley.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, all I can say, Buzz Burbank, do that porn thing every Friday, 5 minutes. All we need.
Well, it's going to require work on my part, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, just think, Buzz, maybe you keep doing it, you get free samples.
That would be super.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
I think you got a lot of free samples of the underpants of guys that are listening right now.
I hope I've helped people. That's what I'm all about, helping people.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Listen, let's change the topic from the vulgarity of sex and pornography.
Good.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day and what it means. And, yeah, we're going to get serious on your ass. We talk about love when we come right back.
Very good. Okay? Romance.
Seriously, love. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.